these are rhetorical questions, so stop writing your answers in.
Yeah.
I said it was rhetorical. All right, here we go. Good afternoon. You are on the ticket.
Yeah, I was originally calling to talk about Barbara a little bit, but I'm totally distracted by this Washington Nationals story. Guy really is one crazy Niger.
Hmm.
Goodness.
Now, see, that's why you don't name your kids that. That's why.
That's why you don't name him Niger, but
right.
It's N-Y-J-E-R.
How
it's not
you
what you think,
it?
Sir.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Y-J.
Good afternoon. You are on the ticket. Go ahead.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Donovan, I have a black question for you.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Question.
I want to know from a brother.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a person like, let's say, Barack Obama, is he truly a black man in your eyes?
Truly a black man? Yes.
Okay.
One drop of black blood, they consider you black, and I do too.
So, does he get to use the naughty word too, or is...
Sure, anyone can use the word. You just have to face the consequences if you do. That's my whole point of the whole thing. It's a free country. You can say whatever you want. But just realize there are consequences and repercussions to everything. So if you use it, you want to go to the barbershop and use it, you go right ahead. You might not make it out of there, but that's your choice.
What if I throw your name in? Will that protect me?
No. Not at the shop.
Hey, and I'm a friend of Donovan.
Right, and just, why would I call you, may have you go in there just to scream out that word? I wouldn't do that.
You ever see Kentucky Fried Movie?
No.
Where it was you ever see that, Groobs? That's by the makers of Airplane.
No.
And
oh,
they
that's
have,
a great movie.
Way before he was born.
It's a...
I can still see movies that were made before I was born.
No, you can't.
Oh.
It's just a series of vignettes. And it's a one of their bits was, it was like a reality show, before reality shows, but it was their fake reality show where it's messing with danger or something, and the guy runs into the hood and yells the N-word and then gets chased around.
Do they chase him?
It's
okay.
Really funny.
Yeah.
Stuff.
That sounds very humorous.
Because he yelled the N-word. So.
I'd like to see that and laugh.
Good afternoon. You're on the ticket. Go ahead.
All right. Mr. McDowell, how you doing, sir?
Fine. Thank you.
I got a question for you. I had two cars just passed me with multicolored stickers on the back window. I think I just had a double rainbow sighting. Do you agree or disagree?
So is he saying like the rainbow, the gay rainbow thing was on a car?
Yes. Is that considered a double rainbow sighting?
Sure.
Okay. Have a great day.
You must be driving somewhere near the station. Good afternoon. You're on the ticket. Look it up on Mapsco and then you'll all laugh.
Right.
Hello?
Yes, first I want to support Donovan, and the fair is awesome on food alone.
Thank you.
You can get awesome food there, $50. It's a great date. So although I only go once every 3 years, every other year might be a little bit much, but I have a hypothetical brought to you by the Unticket. Who would win in a fight between Andre the Giant and a midget with a Bowie knife?
Gerbs?
Does Andre the Giant have any sort of knife?
No. Ooh. He's just awesome and big.
Makes it tough.
Give me Andre.
Now, Andre was beaten by Wesley, but Wesley was an exceptional fighter and was trained by a pirate, I believe.
Oh, but it's a dead Andre the Giant.
Right, okay. Well, then give me the midget with the knife.
Well, that just got silly.
We do support the Unticket, though. Hello, you're on the real ticket. Go ahead.
Well, hey, guys. It's your old pal, Barry Big Guy Jesus. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Whatever happened to Kevin Blanford?
Dan?
That's it? Just wanted to know.
You know what? I heard he was on a country radio station, which I might be totally way off base on that, but that's the last I heard about him.
A what tree?
A country radio station.
All right, let's hear that audio, and then we'll go back to screenless. Apparently,
Floyd Mayweather...
While we were talking about Pacquiao, this story kind of came to light.
Floyd Mayweather Jr., was on Ustream, and he had a 10-minute Ustream video that just went off, and he really talked pretty bad about Pacquiao. Of course, they can't get a fight negotiated because Mayweather wants the blood and urine test, And Pacquiao's like, look, that makes me weak. They just can't agree. It's going to be the that's what the fight everyone wants
to
see.
Why does he want it? He wants to make sure.
Because he thinks Pacquiao is on PEDs, performance enhancing drugs. And Pacquiao's like, look, you know what? I don't want to do that.
Okay, so they don't test for that in boxing?
They test up to a certain point, but they don't do it like Olympic style. Mayweather
couldn't
wants,
they test right when the match is over? Then who cares if he gets weak? Don't they do that in the Olympics? They might grab you right after the race?
It might be random in the Olympics, I think. I don't know if they
But I always thought it was after the race.
I think they do that in boxing also. They do probably do a post thing, but what if you get in there and get your butt whooped, and then they say, oh, he was on PEDs. That doesn't make it any better. You still got your ass whooped.
Yeah, but it nullifies the fight.
But they can't get it together. It's going to be the biggest mega fight ever, but they can't get it together. So
let's
now that Pacquiao...
That.
No, it'll be the biggest fight ever. Trust me.
Dude, there's been like Cassius Clay and George Foreman, and you're trying
Mayweather
to tell me that Mayweather-Pacquiao would be bigger?
Challenge me.
I just did.
It'll be the biggest fight ever.
The allies versus
Sugar Ray
the
Leonard,
Axis
Hearns.
In the 40s.
Way bigger than... Well, it's a different
bigger
time
Bigger than
now
World
with
War
the,
II?
Okay, but don't say ever if you don't mean... If you mean of the time. Okay, of the time, I can see.
It will have
ever.
More pay-per-view buys than any other fight ever.
That won't make it bigger than Muhammad Ali.
Yes, it will. Because that's what they go by the numbers, and that's what it's all about.
Who's they?
The numbers. The people in boxing.
All right,
do you
ahead.
Like boxing? You shut up. Play the audio.
Oh, you know how we do it, man. We having fun, man. I like to, you know, I like to reenact. You know, I like to, hang out with my fans, talk to my fans, show them love. I ain't doing that. I'm on vacation for about a year. About a year, as soon as I come off vacation, then you know we gonna cook that little young chump. We ain't worried about that. So the fans ain't gotta worry about me fighting the midget. Once I kick the midget ass, I don't want y'all to jump on my so y'all better jump on, y'all better get on the bandwagon right now, because once I kick the midget ass, I don't want y'all to jump on my before we knew he was going to do it. Because once I stomp the midget, I'm going to make that make me a sushi roll and cook me some rice.
Ooh.
And but all he can do, all Pacquiao can do is keep making 6 million, share his bracket. His bracket is between 5 and 10 million. My bracket is between, you know, 50 and 100. You know, he better stay in his bracket. All that motherfucker can do is make me a sushi roll. He better make me a shrimp tempura cut roll. A shrimp tempura cut roll. The teppanyaki room. I'm going to take that motherfucker to the teppanyaki room and chop his ass up with some rice. You know how it is, baby. We're going to cook that motherfucker with some cats and dogs.
Oh, my God. So... Is he insinuating that Pacquiao is Asian?
Yeah, I think so.
He's what, Filipino, isn't he?
Yeah. So what did you want me, to read this last paragraph, Tom?
He's Filipino. Yeah. What do they speak?
It's Spanish, isn't it?
Is it?
Wasn't it settled by Spain?
You got me. I don't know.
Well, you sound like the expert.
Right.
I know.
You go right ahead. Now, you wanted me to read this last paragraph?
Give him a taste of that.
So, sushi roll and cook me some rice. That's what his main message is to Pacquiao.
Called him Pacquiao, too.
That's what he
keeps... Pacquiao?
He keeps calling him that the whole time, right.
And what does that mean?
Well, you know, they say it's rumored that the Asian might...
Oh, eating dog and
right.
cat? That's what he said at the end there. Okay.
Do that. I'm not saying that they do. But he's talking about that...
I just care if the one I order from does.
All right, I'll read this last paragraph, Tom. Pacquiao got 3 losses and 2 draws and been knocked out twice. So like I said before, once I beat him, it's going to be a cakewalk and it's on to the next. We know Pacquiao made $6 million in his last fight, and Floyd Mayweather made $65 million in his last fight. 3 losses, 2 draws? Oh, hell no. This is America, baby. We built on winning. Step your game up, blank. That mother blank, Pacquiao, he can't speak no English. He never seen a contract he didn't like. Mother blank signed with 2 companies. Look it up. And then his mother blank with Nike only got 70 G's. How stupid can a mother blank be? Reebok gave me $1 million for 3 weeks. I wore Reebok blank for a week for $1 million. This blank blank name is Emmanuel. He got a fake name, taking power pellets. Scene.
Pow. And a bag of chips.
I just, you know...
I don't think the Asian has a very good...
Comeback?
Well, protest group, or else he might be in trouble here.
Because
the Asian can be made fun of and stuff. They're
But see, one thing, if Pacquiao, let's say Pacquiao made a video, Ustream video, and he had every stereotype about black people
like
on
what?
That video.
He seems like a really...
Like what? Like if he said what?
Well, he's talking about the Asian and the, I mean, the...
Let's do a food-based one.
Right. If he's talking about rice and sushi, if Pacquiao comes up and say, yeah, you know, you're eating fried chicken and watermelon and all that stuff, and then someone's going to try to get upset. Well, dude.
There would be a huge,
right.
I'm saying,
but
the black man has learned the art of the protest because there would be a million-man march on Pacquiao's camp.
That's what